lot of us don't start thinking about our life after the uniform until it's time to get out, until it's that last year or 18 months. And there's so many programs and opportunities out there that force you to think earlier. And like now in this culture, blended retirement is forcing military members to think about up front, do they want to do 20 years? That's incredibly different, a value exchange now, than it is anywhere in civil society. Careers are being created and ending in the time it takes a military member to make it to 20 years. In the example I like using, there was never an iPhone app developer in 2006. Didn't exist. The job didn't exist. The career didn't exist. The coding didn't exist. It did not exist. And now there are app developers, app companies making millions. So it's crazy how the world changes. So the question here is, if you value profession, that's great. If you value the work, you should. But if you value the exchange of your services for an amount, it's an open question you have to have as soon as possible in your career. More importantly, you have to have it with the people around you, because only a sixth of the military on average makes it to 20 years. I don't think blended retirement will affect that percentage significantly. What I'm more concerned with is blended retirement now allows civilians wanting to enter the uniform to look at portability of benefits in a way they can take something with them when they leave. What I'm more concerned about is a 10 to 12 year window where you know you're getting X is not as big as it used to be. Is it still worth it? That's what I'm concerned about. Do I think it will negatively impact the uniform? I don't think so. But we also have a good decade before those people reach retirement eligibility to see how all this plays out, if we can afford to wait a decade, given the cultural challenges of recruiting in the uniform, given a service essentially in garrison and looking for enemies to fight who have an asymmetrical advantage over the normal manpower and force structure of the military services. So, a life after the uniform is not something we often think about until we have to make our life after the uniform. This year would have been my first year without the uniform, and it's helped me ground myself towards being clear and forward in what I truly want to do in serving others and in honing a craft, regardless if I stay in or not beyond 20 years. And that clarity is the same clarity that we had before we chose to serve. I mean, go back to the day you walked into the recruiter's office, the day you took the oath, the reasons why you were inspired to serve. Whether it was money, whether it was family, whether it was pride and prestige, the reasons why you chose to serve aren't often the reasons why you choose to stay, but that energy, that moment of choice, is that same moment you chase once you choose to get out. And that's a powerful moment. For some people, money is a hinge for that moment. For other people, identity is a hinge for that moment. For other people, clarity is a hinge for that moment. I talk about the five values service members seek after they transition, or as they transition. Well, we don't discover these values once we serve. Those values are always with us, and we uncover ways to best fulfill those values. And we can talk about residents and dissidents. You can talk about what you like to do, what you don't like to do. You can take a host of psychological profiles and assessments. But the money choice is a values choice. And once you're clear about your values, you're clear about what you want to do.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.